American Language Course, Book 25, Tape 3D. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 3D. Look at Figure 1. Where are they?
And I need you to wear these safety glasses.
Okay.
Those will prevent us from getting anything in your eyes.
Am I comfortable there?
That's fine, thank you.
How long has it been since you've had your teeth cleaned?
I think it was a year ago.
You have any particular problems now?
Any bleeding or sensitivity?
No.
The answer is letter B. They're at a dental clinic. Please go to figure 2. You'll hear a dental hygienist talking to a dental patient. As you listen, fill in the missing words.
I'll go ahead and show you your x-rays. There's one area here where I see some tartar buildup below the gum line. And tartar is a hard buildup of plaque. Usually occurring below the gum line, and you cannot remove it by brushing or flossing. That's why you're here to get your teeth cleaned, and we were able to remove that tartar with our instrument. You need to try to remove the plaque while it's still soft before it becomes a tartar by brushing and flossing, and I'll show you how to do that a little bit later. If you hold the x-ray, I can show it to you.
You may check your answers on the answer page when the tape is over. Now, turn to figure 3. What are the lighter areas on the x-rays?
And hold them up to the light there. You see that little white spicule hanging off the teeth there?
Oh, uh-huh.
Right in between those two teeth. That's tartar buildup.
Okay.
And you can see there's just a slight amount of bone loss there. It's probably about an extra millimeter, and that's due to that tartar being there. It's probably been nipped, and it's been remaining there for some time. That's the only area where I see any tartar that's built up.
What are all these?
Those
lighter areas.
Those are your filling.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This is the right side and this is the left side, you know.
Okay.
Ready?
What are the lighter areas on the x-rays? The answer is letter D, fillings. The light areas are fillings. Go to figure 4 now. Why did the patient's gums pull away from her teeth?
Okay, you're having a little bit of recession in a couple of areas, and recession is where the gums pull away from the teeth, probably caused by overbrushing. Let me show you that. Hold the mirror, please. Okay.
Why did the patient's gums pull away from her teeth? The answer is letter B, because she was overbrushing or brushed too much. Please turn to figure 5. Look at the column of phrases. As you listen, circle the phrases that you hear.
You see this tooth here?
Uh-huh.
The gum has receded a little bit. You can
uh-huh.
see a little bit of a root showing there.
Uh-huh.
And on this side also. Not as much, but there's just a little bit right there.
Okay, how about the upper one? This is the one that's always concerned.
Do you have a graft?
Yeah, I had to have that one grafted.
That one looks like it's in good shape.
Okay.
Good. That one's look good.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll just be careful with that one then.
You should have circled the following phrases. A little bit, on this side, it's in good shape, looks good. Look at figure 6. Listen to the dental hygienist give instructions on how to brush. Be prepared to answer true, false questions.
Show you how to brush. You're always going to use a real soft toothbrush. Okay. When you brush, you place the brush at an angle towards the gum line. And open a little bit. Place it at an angle towards the gum line.
Uh-huh.
And brush in a small circular motion right up the gum line.
Okay.
Try not to brush back and forth or up and down, but a gentle circular motion up the gum line. The lower front teeth is a little bit of tartar that's above the gum line. You see that there? Between these two teeth? Those are really small teeth. You need to brush one at a time with the brush going vertically. One tooth at a time.
Okay.
Now, listen to some statements about what you heard. Circle T if the statement is true. Circle F if the statement is false. Number 1. You should always use a hard toothbrush when you brush. Number 2. You should brush in a circular motion at the gum line. Number 3. This patient should brush vertically behind her lower front teeth. Let's check your answers. Number 1. You should always use a hard toothbrush is false. Listen.
You're always going to use a real soft toothbrush.
Number 2, you should brush in a circular motion at the gum line is true. Listen.
You brush in a small circular motion right at the gum line.
Number 3, this patient should brush vertically behind her lower front teeth is true. Listen.
Behind his lower front teeth is a little bit of tartar that's above the gum line. You see that there? Between these two teeth? Those are really small teeth. You need to brush one at a time with the brush going vertically. One tooth at a time.
Okay.
Please turn to figure 7. Who's Allison? What did Allison get after her checkup?
Are you all finished, Allison? Okay, you ought to sit down right there and work in your book. What do you tell the man?
She looked good. She had a little fluoride, so don't let her either drink anything for about 30 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Sure thing.
A little bit of water here. And it gets like all the way. Okay, look at all the water goes into that section right there.
I got it. Mommy, I got it.
Yellow alligator
toothbrush.
Okay. Open.
towards me.
Who's Allison? What did Allison get after her checkup? Write your answers on the lines provided. Who's Allison? She's the patient's little girl. What did Allison get after her checkup? She got a yellow alligator toothbrush. Go to figure 8. Why does the dental hygienist wear a mask?
You're still getting tired off, is that correct?
Yes. You mainly have some underneath the gum line and in between your teeth. So that means you need to work on your floss and looks like you're brushing well, but you're not getting below the gum line.
Close a little bit.
I know why she wears a mask, because they could share germs, and I don't want that to happen.
Right,
my mom and the
dentist. Right, we don't want to share germs. So I wear a mask so I don't give her my germs, and she doesn't give me hers.
Why does the dental hygienist wear a mask? The answer is letter B, to keep from spreading germs. Germs can cause an infection or disease. Turn to figure 9. Listen to Allison use the emphatic do.
Oh, okay, I'm going to go ahead and polish your teeth. And I'm going to use a little bit of polishing paste. And it tastes like mint. And polish here, this handpiece has a little bit of noise here.
Okay.
All it does is apply the polish to the teeth. The little cup on the end of the handpiece goes round and round on the tooth, and this removes plaque and stain from the teeth.
Does it help to whiten them?
It will, a little bit. It'll shine them up and whiten them a little bit. If you had a lot of stain on your teeth, then you can really see the difference, because it does remove all the stain. If you were a smoker or drink a lot of coffee or tea, then you get a lot of stain, and this removes the stain.
My dad does drink coffee and my mom doesn't.
Look at figure 10 now, please. How often should you have a dental exam?
How often do I need an exam?
I should have an exam yearly, once a year. And cleanings, depending upon your condition, but usually recommend twice a year, every 6 months. I said you should floss once a day, and the best time is before you go to bed, so that you're not going to bed with plaque remaining on your teeth for so many hours. You need to remove it before you go to bed.
How often should you have a dental exam? The answer is letter C, yearly. Listen to verify your answer.
How often do I need an exam?
I should have an exam yearly, once a year.
Now, turn to figure 11. What is the topic of the conversation? Listen and write the topic.
Do you have any questions? My children need fluoride. Do I need fluoride?
Yes and no. As adults, you get a minimum effect from fluoride because your teeth have already developed. We give children fluoride because their teeth are still developing and they absorb the fluoride as they develop. So since your teeth have already developed, you're going to get just a little bit of a minimum effect. But since we live here in San Antonio, there's no, the water is not fluoridated except here on base. So I recommend that you get any other type of fluoride supplements possible. So I will give you a fluoride treatment.
Okay.
What, mint or apple cinnamon?
Ooh, apple cinnamon.
My favorite. Fluoride is something that strengthens your enamel. Helps to reduce the amount of decay.
What is the topic? The topic is fluoride treatment to prevent tooth decay. Please look at figure 12. What is the patient not allowed to do for 30 minutes after the fluoride treatment?
This is a tray type treatment. I'm going to put some gel in a styrofoam tray that you'll hold in your mouth for 4 minutes. I'm going to try not to swallow any of the fluoride. I'll put the suction tip in your mouth so you can spit out some of the excess because it will make you salivate quite a bit. And no eating, drinking, or rinsing for 30 minutes after we're done. Open real wide. Close and try to spit out all fluoride.
What is the patient not allowed to do for 30 minutes after the fluoride treatment? Write your answers. Now verify your answers.
No eating, drinking, or rinsing for 30 minutes. I'm sorry. We have to let the fluoride take effect here.
Remember to check your answers on the answer page for Figure 2 now. This is the end of Tape 3D, Book 25.